Today I'm joined by WZPL's Assistant Program Director, Katie Ayers. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
So imagine you were stuck on a desert island. Pick three songs you would pick a song that you would bring with you.
Do I have to listen to it on repeat?
I mean, you'll get a choice of three songs, so yes.
I would pick Benny Blanco, Halsey, and Khalid's East Side.
Why would you choose that song?
Well, we play a lot of top 40 music at ZPL, and a lot of it kind of sounds similar. It's that same kind of sound. We're getting a little more alternative with our music recently, and this is one of those examples. It just sounds different, so it's a little bit slower tempo. It has two different artists singing on the track. It just sounds nice.
When I was young, I fell in love. We used to hold hands, man, that was enough. Then we grew up, started to touch. Used to kiss underneath the light on the back of the bus. I know your daddy didn't like me much, and he didn't believe me when I see you with a wall. Every day, she found a way out of the window to sneak.
So then, back to the desert island. If you could take one book with you, what book would it be and why?
I would take Harry Potter with me. And if I had to pick only one book in the series, it would be The Goblet of Fire, because it's the longest book ever. It's entertaining. I really like Harry Potter, and The Goblet of Fire is the one where they do the Triwizard Tournament. So it's an exciting book, and it's a long book, so I think you'll kind of get your money's worth while you're sitting on a desert island.
So you chose Harry Potter. Why do you have significance over, say, a Doctor Who book?
Well, I think Doctor Who is built more for TV. I don't know how good their books are. I've never read any of them. But I've been reading Harry Potter since I was a little kid. I like the books. I like the movies. If you wanted to get all cheesy about it, you can say they're magical. I mean, they're just good reads. They're not super complex. It's not hard to understand. It's got a lot of characters, so sometimes it's hard to follow sometimes. It is entertaining, and a lot of cool things happen, and there's a couple of plot twists as you get later on in the books, and it's just fun to read.
So moving on to the second song of your choice, you chose Ron Pope's A Drop in the Ocean. Why would you choose that one?
That is a song that I have known for a very long time, and it's just kind of sentimental. I listened to it when I was a little kid, and I've listened to it for a long time, and it's always in my playlist.
A drop in the ocean, a change in the weather. I was praying that you and me might end up together. It's like a wishing for rain as I stand in the desert, but I'm holding you closer than.
So then, if you could take one item that you would never live without, you could never ever live without, what would you choose?
Aside from like food and water. Yeah.
So you'd go into an island full of water, full of food, but there's one thing you can't live without.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Honestly, I would say, like, the internet, but then you would need something to access the internet. Or, I would say, oh, my phone, but then it doesn't have any internet access. And if I had to pick something, I would probably say my dog. Because you get lonely on a desert island, I guess. And my dog is a good time.
So you're the assistant program director. What is your favorite thing you do there?
So as the assistant program director, I do a lot of different things, kind of like you're learning in your program. It is a lot of, you do production, you make commercials, you do imaging, then you do music, then you do on-air work, then you do, scheduling and a lot of like problem solving and technical stuff. My favorite thing to do though is imaging.
For WZPL, you said there's a lot of scheduling. So what is your most favorite thing to schedule?
So on ZPL, we schedule like 99.9% music, and it's a lot of top 40. It's a lot of current music. We do something called overnights, where that's kind of where we play our new music and test it and see if it works. We have two other stations because we're a cluster of three. So we have WZPL, 107.9 The Mix, and CBS Sports. And The Mix is very similar to ZPL. It plays music. But it's more variety and it's more like the groups of music are bigger, so that takes a little more kind of figuring out which songs go where and what fits with the next song in the playlist. And then CBS Sports is scheduling a lot of, obviously, sports and games and shows and things like that.
Do you guys have, like, major events that you schedule?
Yes. So we do two big concerts a year. We do Birthday Bash in the summer, usually in June, and we do Jingle Jam in December. And we are coming up on Jingle Jam right now. So last year, or this year previous, we had 5 Seconds of Summer and I think Alessia Cara at Birthday Bash. And then this year we have Marshmello and BB Rexha and the Chainsmokers at Jingle Jam this year. The year before that, it was, I think, the guys from One Direction, Liam and Niall. And then for Jingle Jam, we had the Backstreet Boys.
What is the most common problem you face at your station?
So at our station, we have a lot of technical problems, like every station has, because most of the time it's user error. I messed it up or it doesn't work. You guys use Audio Vault. We use Wide Orbit, which is a different operating system, so it kind of looks different. But they function very similar. So, like, you know how Audio Vault is. Sometimes it messes up. Sometimes it doesn't play the right thing. Sometimes it doesn't sound good. Sometimes it's, you know, it cuts it off halfway through the song. A lot of that is the stuff we have to kind of fix. And then other times, you know, microphones go bad and we have to replace those. Yes. Or the headphones don't work and you have to find out why. We do a lot of remote broadcasts as well. So we take all of our equipment and we go somewhere, which I'm sure you're familiar with. And then you have to set it all up there, but then people want to hear you talk at the same time as you talking on the microphone, and you can't have the speaker and the microphone on at the same time, so you got to kind of make it work. So a lot of that is just troubleshooting and solving technical problems.
So then it moves on to your final song. You chose I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire.
Yep, that's a song from the Ink Spots. It's a little bit older than the other ones, but I first heard that song when I went and played Fallout 3.
So why is Fallout 3 so special for you?
Fallout 3 was the first M-rated game I ever bought with my own money. So I bought it right away. I ran to the store, and I just really like it. Because I like the RPG style where you can kind of play as whatever character you want to be. I like the openness. You can play whatever part of the game you want to play. It's not really like you have to do this one quest. I like the atmosphere of it. I like the music where it's kind of that retro 50s, and the environment is obviously 200 years after the apocalypse, so it looks cool. But it's just a fun game to play.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire.
So what kind of music is your favorite?
Well, working at ZPL, I kind of get tired of Top 40 a lot, because it just plays all the time, every day, forever. So I listen to a lot of alternative. I like rock. Obviously, there are pop songs that I like. They're not Top 40 for no reason. A lot of people like them. I can't really nail it down to one category of music, because I like a little bit of everything.
What does a day normally look like for you?
Are you familiar with voice tracking?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. I actually work an 8 to 5, so I show up to work at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I schedule our sports station for the day. I make sure everything's where it needs to be. We upload different bits and pieces, like the morning commercials and things like that. Then I go and I double check the other stations, and a lot of my job is waiting for problems and then fixing them after. So then I have my to-do list every day where I put in this thing and I put in this different bit that's going to play at 3 o'clock today. It's like a news segment. Oh, I do this. Oh, I do that. And then I voice track at some point. So I'm on 107.9 The Mix from 7 p.m. to midnight every day. But obviously I'm not there at night. So I go ahead and voice track that at some point during the day. But you have to do a lot of show prep. You have to kind of figure out what you're going to talk about for the day. And that takes up a big chunk of the day.
So how long do you normally spend, like, practicing?
Practicing my voice tracks or doing them?
Both.
So it takes me about an hour to voice my full show, beginning to end. And that's 5 hours of total on-air time. Because, you know, I redo breaks and, oh, I don't like the way that sounded, so I'm going to do it again. Or, oh, you know, it doesn't fit with that music. Or, you know, oh, I forgot to Google what Ariana Grande is doing right now, so I got to go look that up. Prepping for the show takes about half an hour to an hour. And then doing the show takes about an hour.
So what is, if you were stranded on a desert island and can only bring one thing with you that you would never live without, what would it be?
So, I mean, ignoring food and water, because I'm assuming that that'll have it.
Imagine that you have everything you need. So electricity, food, water, housing.
Ooh, does internet count? Because if it does, then I'm changing my answer.
I would think so.
If internet counts, then I'm going to bring my laptop or my phone or something to then access the internet and be like, hey, come get me. I'm trapped on this island. But if not, then I think I would pick my dog. You know, it's company and, you know, my dog is really fun. And because I assume that you're going to get lonely on a deserted island. And I mean, you can only go so long before, like, you start going crazy because you haven't talked to anybody. Like, did you ever watch Castaway?
I think I did, yeah.
I don't want it to be like, Wilson! Wilson!
So speaking of that, what is your favorite TV show you've ever witnessed?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I watch a lot of junk TV. I like reality TV a lot. It just makes me feel better about myself. If I had to pick, like, one show that I really like watching even now, it would probably be something along the lines of, like, Expedition Unknown or, you know, stuff on the History Channel or things like that. Because I really like history and I like mysteries at the museum and things like that. But if I had to pick, like, a junk show, anything on TLC, because that's just a wild channel. Or I would pick, like, Ancient Aliens because it's, you know, was Thanksgiving made by aliens? Let's find out.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
No problem.
You just listened to one of our podcasts titled Desert Island Disc. To continue with more of our well-crafted podcasts, please visit 91.3 WHJE Carmel.